In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Once in a while in our lifetime, we can feel a deep sense of regret for not having met someone we admire. As I was reflecting on this weekend, I remembered that I had often felt this way about Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King died in 1968, a few years before I was born. Not that I would have necessarily met him in person had our lives overlapped, but I had often wondered how I would have experienced all that was going on in his lifetime had I also been alive then. Perhaps some of you here can tell me what it was like for you. I wish I had known him. I've never been to Montgomery, where Dr. King led a bus boycott, nor have I visited Birmingham where he was jailed for protesting for civil rights. I've not traveled to Memphis, where he was assassinated. But I do remember visiting Washington, D.C., and standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, looking toward the National Mall, wondering what it was like for Dr. King to speak about his dream at the March on Washington. And while in Boston for college, I often walked through Boston University, where Dr. King studied for his doctorate in theology. And I wondered what it was like for him to walk through those very same streets, carrying the vision of civil rights on those broad shoulders of a 22-year-old. Did he know the path that was ahead of him? And what helped him to become so determined to seek justice and equality for all? It all came together for me in 2006 when I was in Atlanta for a friend's wedding and I visited Ebenezer Baptist Church. Dr. King grew up attending this church where his father was the pastor, where Dr. King sang soulfully in the choir since he was 10, and where he was already a gifted preacher in his late teens. I read that there he was loved on and prized and empowered to serve. At Ebenezer Baptist Church, the young Dr. King grew up feeling purposeful and called. He was given every opportunity to thrive. So that all that he experienced growing up at that church empower him towards all that he was to do? Perhaps. And if our readings this morning have anything to say about this, the answer would be a resounding yes. That the experiences of being known call us and transform us into more than we can ever ask or imagine. In our first reading today, the prophet Samuel, who as a child was given by his mother to be raised in the temple, Samuel would hear God calling him in the middle of the night through a vision at a time when visions were very rare. So this was a very special moment, God personally pursuing Samuel by name. Samuel, Samuel, insisting until Samuel heard God that God was setting him aside for a special ministry. Out of being known and being called by name, Samuel responded, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Like Samuel, who would become a great prophet of Israel, we sometimes can feel a tap on the shoulder, a nudge, an invitation to serve that calls forth even more of who we are. And in our gospel reading, Nathanael, wanted to find out more about Jesus. Philip had just invited Nathanael to come and see for himself. Yet it was Jesus who saw right through him. Jesus found Nathanael. Nathanael was stunned that Jesus already knew him when they've never met. That Jesus saw him under a fig tree, a reference for one who diligently reads and studies the Torah. Jesus saw right into Nathanael's heart and saw his devotion for God. Nathanael would respond by becoming one of Jesus' first disciples. And at the heart of it today, today's appointed psalm, a love song between King David and God. How David found comfort in being known intimately by God. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You are acquainted with all my ways. For it was you who formed my inward parts and knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am marvelously and wonderfully made. Wonderfully and marvelously made. The word for marvelously in Hebrew is closer to awesomely, being in awe of how God made us. Each of us is uniquely created. There is not another one of us. You are model 001, the prototype, and the only one of you around in this world ever. There is no 002. And that is how special we each are. Not just being loved by God, but also being loved by God as uniquely who we are, no matter who we are, no matter where we've been. And God knows that. And David found comfort and assurance and strength in being known so intimately. In our readings today, we have a prophet, a disciple, a king, all who were empowered in their ministry by being deeply known by God. Perhaps Dr. King felt that too, that being known and loved and prized helped him to pursue all that he did more fully. And perhaps we feel it too. When we feel loved and prized and known, we thrive and we come even closer to what God intends us to be. We become more bold and daring and take risk. We become stronger in challenging times, and we become better at loving and serving and seeking out those who are in need. This weekend, we commemorate Dr. King, who was known by God, called in love, as a youth at Ebenezer Baptist Church, being purposeful in what he did. 2 months before he died, in one of his last sermons at Ebenezer Baptist Church, Dr. King talked about how he wanted to be remembered when he dies. He said, "I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. Serving others, loving somebody. That was his work. And his work echoes ours as well as followers of Jesus in our baptismal covenant to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves, to strive for justice and peace among all people, to respect the dignity of every human being. this work is far from complete. Dr. King once said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Today, 50 years after his death, we still cannot take for granted nor assume that people can feel love, can be fully known and accepted, or have equal opportunities, regardless of their gender or their sexual orientation or the color of their skin. Justice has not reached everyone yet. We have a lot of work to do to bring justice everywhere. But we will do this work together, starting here, being known and loved and prized by God and each other, and then radiating outward. So may this season of Epiphany reveal to each of you how you are marvelously and wonderfully made, how you are each known and loved and prized by God. May the season of Epiphany reveal to us all our deep call to love somebody and to serve others as followers of Christ. And may the love that once empowered Jesus and empowered Dr. King empower us also to strive for justice and peace everywhere, among all people who are marvelously and wonderfully made. Amen.